From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're joining us, and I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as, once again, we let the Bible speak. Doing that today is the Reverend James Porter, and he's bringing the Lord's message from 2 Samuel 19 and verse 34, right after these words in song.
Right in green. Good morning. Our Bible reading is from 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 34, where we read these words. And Barzillai said unto the king, How long have I to live? These words were addressed to King David by a man called Barzillai. Upon returning to Jerusalem after the rebellion of Absalom his son, David asked this man to come back with him to the city, and there David would care for him and provide for his needs the rest of his days. Now, being an old man, Barzillai declines this invitation and instead suggests that his son partake of the royal bounty of the king. And in coming to this decision, Barzillai asks this all-important question, How long have I to live? Now, such words reveal that he was considering the span of his life. They also show that this was a man who thought upon death and upon the great issues of eternity. And just as Barzillai thought of these matters, I would like you to think upon them as well this morning. This is something that is vital if ever you are to be saved and to be prepared for eternity. Now, there are three simple thoughts that I want to draw to your attention from this all-important question, How long have I to live? First of all, this is a question that man cannot answer as far as this scene of time is concerned. When we think of our time upon this earth, then this question, How long have I to live, is one that none of us can answer. For not one of us can predict the exact moment when our life shall end. This is why the book of Proverbs says, Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You and I cannot forecast that time when we shall leave the scene of time. No matter what plans we may make for the future, they can only be fulfilled in the will of the Lord, because death may strike at any time. Yes, all our plans may be in vain, for death can come at any moment. It is true to say that the old must die, but it is also true to say that the young may die as well. Today you may be in the best of health, but this does not mean that death cannot come at any moment for you. Death could be closer to you than you might think. James 4 verse 14 tells us, Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. This is why the hymn writer penned the words, Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf. As you would ponder this question, How long have I to live? May you realize that death can come at any moment. It can come suddenly, like the crack of a rifle. But then secondly, this is a question that only God can answer in relation to this scene of time. The question, How long have I to live? Is one that only God can answer, because he is all-seeing and all-knowing. Hebrews 4 verse 13 says, Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He knows the very day of your decease, because it has been appointed by him who is sovereign in life and in death. Hebrews 9, verse 27, we read, It is appointed unto men once to die. The day that each of us will leave this world has been set by God. We cannot avoid it or pass by it. Even despite all the advances of science and modern medicine, death will surely come. This was something that Job the patriarch realized, for in Job 14 and verse 5, he had this to say of man, Seeing his days are determined, The number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. As sure as you listen today, as sure as the sun rises and sets each day, death will come. It is unavoidable. And wise is the person who considers this truth. Listen to the news bulletins, read the newspapers, and you will be reminded of this great fact that death must come, and come at God's appointed time. As someone has rightly said, Death takes away the difference between king and beggar, and tumbles both the knight and the pawn into one bag. Yes, this question, How long have I to live, reminds us all that God has decreed a day when we all will leave this world. But then finally, in the light of eternity, this is a question that all of us can answer. Whenever we ask this question, how long have I to live in the light of eternity? We can answer it by saying that we are going to live forever. This is because the Word of God makes it clear that each one of us have an immortal soul that will never die. Back in Genesis 2, verse 17, we read, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Each of us possess a living soul that will never die. The Lord Jesus Christ himself emphasized this to the disciples in Matthew 10, verse 28, where he told them, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul." There he speaks of a soul that can never be killed. Our bodies of clay are but the shroud of our soul, which lives on eternally, which is immortal. And when our body is led to rest in the grave, it will corrupt. But our soul at death departs to either one of two places, either to heaven or to hell, to spend there in all of eternity. This is what Job is referring to when he said, "But man dieth, and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he?" The Bible tells us that heaven is an eternal place of blessing, where the Lord and his people, whom he has redeemed and saved, are. By the redeemed are those who have repented of their sin, who have trusted in the blood of Christ for the salvation of their soul. This is why Christ said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." This is why he says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Then the Bible also teaches us that hell is the place of eternal punishment for sin. It is a place of eternal separation from God, a place that is void of the mercy of God, a place where the devil and his angels will be, and all who in this life who have died rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour will be there. This is what the Bible is referring to when it says the wages of sin is death. And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Well, the question that I ask you this morning is, to which one of these two places are you travelling toward? Is it to heaven and eternal bliss? Or is it to hell and eternal punishment? If you are to be delivered from everlasting woe, then you must confess your sins to Christ, and by faith alone trust him as your Saviour. In Romans 10, verse 13, we are told, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." As you would ponder this question, "How long have I to live in the light of eternity?" we call upon Christ today and be gloriously saved. Thank you for joining with us. And may God's blessing be your portion today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.